Okay, here is read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A new Marquette poll was released yesterday. In the race for the Democratic nominee for president, former VP Joe Biden was leading with 28%, and Senator Bernie Sanders was in second place at 20%. Senator Elizabeth Warren came in third at 17%. In the race against Donald Trump, Biden beat Trump 51% to 42%, while Sanders beat Trump 48 to 44%. And a new meat processing facility is coming to Milwaukee's northwest side that could eventually employ hundreds of people. Century City Business Park will be the new home for Strauss Brands. The company is moving from Franklin and will employ 250 people at first and may employ 400 people after 5 years. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Another Republican announced he is retiring from Congress. This time, it's Wisconsin's Jim Sensenbrenner. After 40 years in Congress, Sensenbrenner said it is now time to turn the page in his district, which includes Milwaukee's suburbs north and west of the city. Several Republican politicians have already expressed interest in running for the open seat. Democrat Tom Pauzowitz, who ran against Sensenbrenner in 2018, said he plans to run again in 2020. And the Brewers had the day off yesterday. They start a big four-game series with the Cubs tonight at Miller Park. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, increasing clouds tonight, a chance of rain, lows around 60 degrees. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's political talk. Okay, here's read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. There's a lot to choose from if you're looking for something to do this weekend in the Milwaukee area. The Frank Motz International Kite Festival is taking place Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 10 to 5 at Veterans Park on the lakefront. TOSA Fest is happening Friday and Saturday evenings at Hart Park in Wauwatosa. There will be 12 bands on two stages, plus food, beer, and kids' activities. And Harbor Fest is happening in the Harbor District at the east end of Greenfield Avenue on Sunday. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of rain, lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. And Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's political talk. Okay, here is read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. This Friday night is the kickoff for Fighting Bob Fest at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Featured speakers this year include Greg Palast, John Nichols, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, State Rep Chris Taylor, Ruth Conniff, and Bill Leaders. Fighting Bob Fest honors the legacy of Bob La Follette, who was a U.S. Senator and governor of the state of Wisconsin in the early 1900s. And the 100th season of NFL football starts tonight with the Green Bay Packers taking on the Bears in Chicago. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of rain, lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's political talk.